Let's take a look again now at what it says in the papers. Here's Shane McElhattan.
The news that the purchase of XL bully dogs is set to be made illegal from October 1st generates lead stories for the Mail and Independent and front page news elsewhere. The Mail reports that Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys is to announce today that the purchase of these dogs will be illegal from the 1st of October. The ban comes after the fatal mauling of Nicole Murray in Limerick last month. The Independent's front page lead says that from next February it will be a criminal offence to own these dogs without an exemption certificate. The Mirror reports that from October there will be a complete ban on the selling, breeding, rehoming or importing of these dogs. In Ireland, we have each other's backs, is the quote from a grateful and relieved Tory TOWIE on the Examiner's front page, among several quotes across the paper's north and south. The 28-year-old was speaking at Dublin Airport after her return from Dubai. "I wouldn't be here without you," is the lead quote on the Sun's front page. The returning of a verdict of accidental death at the inquest into the deaths of four teenagers in Clonmel last year gets extensive and in-depth coverage today. The verdict was returned at the inquest into the deaths of Luke McSweeney, his sister Grace, Zoe Coffey and Nicole Murphy. There's widespread use of a quote from neighbours who came upon the crash scene that there'd been a torrential downpour prior to the crash, with quote-unquote pools of water flowing down the hill where the crash happened. The inquest heard that the three girls were being driven by Luke to catch a bus to Carlo for a party to celebrate their Leaving Cert results. The capital's transport network is allegedly becoming a series of corridors of crime, according to a claim by members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. They commissioned a survey on crime in the city that had 1,500 respondents. The Mirror reports that 65% of those respondents had witnessed antisocial behaviour in the city centre. Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan is quoted in the Mirror as denying that the timing of the survey, with a general election on the horizon, was aimed at increasing the pressure on Justice Minister Helen McEntee. The revelation that Pogue star Shane McGowan left a €1 million fortune to his wife, Victoria Mary Clark, is covered in several of the papers. The singer died in November last year, just short of his 66th birthday on Christmas Day. The papers can't get enough of the new Republic of Ireland manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson, with an average of 3 to 4 pages per title. The Sun is obsessed. It devotes pages 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 51, 52 and an editorial. The paper quotes the new manager as revealing that he had already spoken to the recent interim manager John O'Shea and offered him the number 2 spot in his new management team. He's also quoted as saying he will move to Ireland with his wife so he can launch himself into Irish culture. Philip Quinn in the Mail says that despite claims that he was always on the FAI's radar, no one saw the Iceman coming. Finally, did the earth move for you during the Taylor Swift concerts? That's the question posed by the papers this morning after the publication of the results of tests carried out by the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies at the 3 concerts in Dublin last month. The Independent reports that the Institute placed sensors outside the Aviva Stadium and the shows generated so much energy it was felt on seismic instruments located 100 kilometres away in County Wexford. It quotes Eleanor Dunn from the Institute as calculating that at one point during one concert, enough energy was generated by the dancing crowd to power a mobile phone for 19 minutes. The Mail reveals that it was the Friday night crowd that generated the most energy, and the song Love Story was the song that marked the climax.
Shane McElhattan, thank you.